In 2017, the department rolled out a brand new credential that provided our customers with the most secure over-the-counter credential on the market.
Alexis Bekowski with the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles adds, the agency wants to stay ahead of the curve through modifications to ensure the safety of the documents with two major changes.
On the back of the card, you'll see that there's no more magnetic strip and that the 2D barcode has been moved to the top. On the front of the card, the most significant feature is in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll have a tactile feature. It's subtle, but if you run your finger over it, it's a little raised area that customers can feel.
The new ID, says Bekowski, should be available statewide by the end of August. She adds the changes are not in response to any report of those attempting to alter their current licenses or IDs for illicit reasons.
We know that people do try to do counterfeit or alter credentials, so we want to make sure that we continue to make modifications and improvements to ensure that Florida's credentials remain safe for all of our customers.
But don't look for a mass rush to the local DMV. If you have a valid credential, you have until it expires, although the design will be completely phased out after March 2027.
We're implementing this in offices statewide. Every office and online should see the modified credential by the end of August. Customers do not have to go in right away to renew their card, unless, of course, it's expiring or they have to make a change, like a name change or address change.
With the removal of the magnetic strip, the agency is now able to place additional data elements to the card, such as renewal data on the back. That, in turn, is expected to shorten or end those marathon waits at DMV offices. Also on the new cards is a change, compliments of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which has an October 1st, 2020 deadline to become Real ID compliant.
More than 90% of all driver license and ID card holders in the state will see the gold star in the upper right-hand corner. You'll have to be Real ID compliant to fly within the United States. So we encourage customers, if you don't see the gold star, come into an office and become Real ID compliant today.
That requirement also includes license and ID holders whose cards expire after that deadline. One more piece of advice from Safety and Motor Vehicles' Alexis Bekowski. Keep the data in it to yourself as much as possible.
The credential is secure, and while getting a driver license is a very exciting thing, don't share it on social media. We encourage you not to take a picture of it. Everything on your driver license is protected, and we hope to keep it that way.
To learn more about the modifications, visit flhsmv.gov/newDL. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.